Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Bishop is here. Chris is a new friend. He's a friend of our friends, Brian Matabor. You know, remember our buddy Brian? Well, Brian recommended Chris to us. Chris is a writer and a speaker. He's a former IBM employee, worked there for a number of years in their planning and communications shop. And he's a futurist, and he's here to talk to us with his technical background and his futurist leanings. He's and skills. He's here to talk to us about our technology and our future. Chris Bishop, welcome to the show.
Good, thanks very much, Jim. Delighted to be here.
Good to have you here, Chris. I started doing my show in '97, and that first year, I started telling my audience about three things that I thought they were going to need to really be good at, above all other things in the 21st century, and one of them was networking.
Yeah.
And the second one was building strategic alliances, mm-hmm. and the third one was leveraging technology.
Yeah.
And even though you could say, well, in 97, everybody knew that. Well, but I didn't even have any idea how things were going to be. I mean, we have quantum leaped technology capability in 15 years, 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in 1997, so that's why I was working in New York at a couple of seminal interactive agencies. I just left the jingle business. Decided I wanted to be a web producer, so it was the early days of the web. I mean, when I talked to clients on behalf of IBM, I was there for 15 years, as you mentioned. I'd say I've been involved in the web since back when it was hip. I mean, in those days, people were trying to figure out, like, what do you do with this wacky thing called the web and the internet?
Right.
And nowadays, it's on your watch, and people can't imagine not having access.
Well, that's what I said to them. I said, if you want to watch technological convergence, watch your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was before. That was when you had to have a BlackBerry phone and a BlackBerry email machine.
had to have both of them.
So talk to us about some of the things that you think that the small business owners need to be, not so much specific tools or appliances, so to speak.
Yeah.
But just a way of thinking about technology.
Yes, certainly. So I think at a macro level, one of the exciting things about the time we're in nowadays is that technology is enabling companies of any size to sort of leverage the power of communication and interaction and drive business models. So by that I mean you can use tools like social media, for example, to interact more transparently with not alone customers, but with anyone in your broader sort of ecosystem, people mm-hmm. in the supply chain, media, if you're interacting with the press or journalists or other thought leaders. I mean, it cuts a broad swath now, and it's very easy to do. I mean, it takes work. I don't mean to trivialize it, but learning how to use social media tools, I mean, the common thing is like, look, not sure how to use it, just find a teenager and I'll explain it to you.
Right.
So that those kinds of things, also tools like bots and sort of automated processes, again allow small companies to be much more efficient.
Tell us about that sort of thing, because I mean I realize that social media is important, and I think in terms of social media and small business owners maximizing that, I don't think there's anything mysterious about that. I think it's just a matter of them applying it, taking the time and following, it's pretty much by the numbers. LinkedIn is pretty much, it's colored by numbers, so to speak, paid by numbers on LinkedIn, places like that. But when we're talking about bots and we're talking about, IA, when we talk about AI is what I'm trying to say, artificial intelligence. When we talk about bots and artificial intelligence, things like that, those are areas that I think we could use a little help in. What do you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a big follower of CB Insight, which is not to plug a vendor, but it's a fantastic company that provides insight around technology and how it impacts business, right? I highly recommend checking them out. But they, among their other findings, they say that the use of chatbots and other kinds of automated tools like that is one of the most rapidly growing areas in the technology field. Interacted with this company called Firebot. And what they have is a tool that scans your, in this case, your social media presence and makes recommendations about who to follow, who to unfollow, who
you're following. So it's a big data device?
It's a big data device focused on social media.
So little data. We could call it little data. Small data, right? If we're small businesses using it, let's call it small data.
All right, yeah. I mean, it's data however you look at it. However much of it you want to manage.
Right.
It's your call. Yeah, I mean, but there's a lot of it out there. And to be fair, you've got to sort of pick and choose and smartly manage, what you're interacting with. But, you know, that ties to also sort of the Internet of Things where, mm-hmm. you know, all kinds of devices are going to have IP addresses and be generating
right.
information that, again, small companies could take advantage of and take a look at. But I would certainly encourage small business owners to look at bots. I mean, Slack is an example of a collaboration tool, for example.
Tell them what a bot is.
So a bot is it's an algorithm. It's a piece of code that does some function, can be simple or complex, that, say, a person would have had to do 5 or more years ago, say.
Folks, when your website is being indexed by Google, the spiders, you've heard of the spiders that go out, those are bots.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. So, again, there are lots of opportunities depending on how robust a piece of code you want to take on and manage. I think of tools like Spreadfast that look, again, at social data and do things like sentiment analysis. So you can gauge, you know, what the marketplace is telling you based on, about your product or service based on reactions captured by these kinds of tools.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty powerful enabling technology and not that expensive. I mean, those kinds of tools, you know, range from free to,
right.
A monthly, like, subscription fee that can be expensive.
Give us a website, Chris. Can they find out more about some of the things you're doing on your website?
Yeah, if you go to my website, improvisingcareers.com. So
right.
I've had, to tie back to the IBM discussion, I've had 7 careers so far in 40 years.
You sound like me. Improvisingcareers.com, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
When we come back, folks, I want to talk to Chris about how to help you find out what your customers' expectations are. How to get technology to help you do that. Because I think that's where your future is. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Chris Bishop. I'm Jim Blasingame.
No one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.